Transition year students from Rise College have presented their vision for NSA in 2040 at Clare County Council. Months of research and action planning went into the presentation to a panel of judges, all as part of the NS 2040 DAC education programme. And here to tell us more about it are Kevin Corrigan, who is the Chief Operating Officer of NS 2040 DAC, and we have four TY students from Rise College with us, Kelly McMahon, Sanjita Raman, Anya Rogge and Isabel Keane. And you're all very welcome to the studio. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Don't be nervous, don't be shy, it's okay, it's okay. It's only live radio, what's the worst that could happen? Kevin, the programme itself, a really interesting idea. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, how long it's been running and how it's worked?
Yeah, listen, it's a really interesting programme. This is the second year of it, so last year we ran it as well. The programme is to get students to think about the future of Innes, what their vision for Innes 2040 from a sustainable point of view is, and what actions, personal actions and actions as a school they can take to deliver on that vision. We also they presented yesterday to the county councillors in NSMD, so we like this interaction with active citizenship and engaging in local democracy, and obviously they have been superstars over the last couple of days with their project on transport, which has really looked at utilising existing systems to deliver a great solution, sustainable transport solution for their school.
Yeah, and maybe Anya, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like for you and the students to, you know, to actually have a say in Innes in 2040 and how it will look, that, you know, as a young person, maybe young people, I know a long time ago when I was young, you'd feel like you're always being told what's going to happen and what is happening rather than being asked, what do you think should happen? Is it nice to have a say in it?
A lot of people get to school by car, so, and we want to reduce that.
You'll be fine, don't worry. Nerves can get the better of us all at the best of times. Come on, guys, you worked as a team. What do you help Anya out there?
I think it was really encouraging to be able to, you know, make decisions for our future, and, you know, because it is our future, so, you know, we want to, well, our aim is really to, like, reduce CO2 and, yeah, I don't know, it's very liberating.
Okay, well, liberating is a nice word to use, and, you know, you had to develop this vision for Innes in 2040, and you had to consider a number of things as sustainable practices, energy sources, accessibility, and transport. Maybe Sanjita, can you tell us a little bit about how you all carried the work out on this? Like, there's four of you in today. Was it just four of you? Were there more students involved, and how did you all work as a group?
There's two TY classes that took part in this. So it was our class and another class. And our class kind of figured out bus routes and, like, where different people from first year to TYs, like, where they lived. And it was mostly around, like, rural areas that didn't have a bus, they took cars instead. So we wanted to, like, devise a bus route. And then the other TY class, they set up, like, different sites where TY stood at, and they monitored, like, walkers and cyclists and public transport. So then we took all our findings together and devised, like, different bus routes. And then we also had a meeting with the TFI yesterday, yesterday at the TFI meeting we kind of looked at, like, the different bus routes that they have installed, and then we kind of brought ours forward and tried to, get their buses into our bus routes, if that makes sense.
Okay. And were they fairly receptive to what you were saying about various students in the school and maybe difficulties they have, and, you know, what any changes you were proposing or the routes you were proposing?
They were very open to all of our ideas. So they already have a couple of bus routes. We have a bus route called the Banner Bus Route, and it's our main bus route because loads of people come from the areas that this bus will target. And they already have a bus installed with similar stops.
Okay.
So instead, we just added a couple more stops that they could also target, and then they just gave us their, like, different bus routes that they already have installed, so we can kind of, like, change their bus routes if needs be.
So. Okay, so there's quite a lot of work involved in all this. Like, so you're talking to TFI, I suppose surveying and talking with your fellow students to get their thoughts and views and experiences of using public transport into the school. And Kelly, how long has this work been going on? And you know, how much of your time has it taken up in TY?
We started the project back in November when we first kind of started surveying the school about, like, you know, how they got to school and what areas of Clare they do come from and if they do have buses available. So it has been a very kind of long process, but you know, we kind of conducted our presentation about it. I mean, included, you know, all our surveys and all our findings and our results. And then, so yeah, it's been quite a while, but yeah, we got there.
You got there and yeah. You put it all together, and then Isabel came the presentation. How did that work? Was it one of you designated? Did you draw straws to see who'd give the presentation? Did you all give it? And was there an element of nerves involved in that?
I think we were all very nervous. I think Sanjita pulled a short stick because she's kind of...
Did you try to ring in sick that day, Sanjita?
I wish. She's kind of our designated person. If we don't know the answer, we kind of...
You're the brains of the operation, is basically what she's saying.
No, it's a joint effort, but obviously all of them, everyone gave an effort, everyone chipped in, and I kind of just brought all our ideas into one presentation, which we were able to split up and, like, figure out who does what bit of the presentation, who understands this, and, like, then we went to the council and presented it twice, actually. So we did one last week, I think it was, and then this week as well. So,
okay, so it sounds like maybe there was a lot of choreography involved in the presentation. Did you actually have to do it twice? Did you actually have, like, rehearse it in class?
Much. We rehearsed it in front of our class, like, multiple times. So our class gave us their feedback, and we made some changes. And then for last week's presentation, we had, like, it was a different presentation to the one that we presented this week.
Okay.
We just added new things, like our CO2 reductions and, like, what would happen if we took this many cars off the road. So it was basically, it was more detailed information. So it was like the statistics of it all.
Okay. So. Was it a long... I'm sure even if you're given like a 3 or 4 minute presentation, it feels like forever. But was it actually a long presentation?
I'd say when we started presenting, it felt like it was going to... be forever. It wasn't gonna end. But towards, like, when you get into the flow of things, you kind of just like, oh, this is finished already, like,
how
did it finish so quickly? So it's when you get into the flow of things, it, like, makes everything easier. But, like, everyone's nervous at the start, but it's better as you go on.
And how did it feel at the end, Anya, when presentation done and you get a great reception? Was there kind of like satisfaction, relief?
Oh yeah, we were definitely, like, proud of ourselves. Like, the relief was gone. So after the presentation in the council, I think last week, we were really relieved. We went back to class and we were just so proud of ourselves.
And rightly so, by the sounds of it. Kevin, your own perspective on the presentation? You were on the other side of it.
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, they really did so much work. I mean, they stood in front of the NSMD county councillors yesterday and gave such a great presentation. It was received so well. You know, the merit of what they're talking about can be really seen. You know, they were talking about if they take 10% of their year off the road and into these buses, that they will save, is it how many flights to Berlin?
30.
30 return flights to Berlin in CO2. It's over a ton, 17 tons of metric tons of CO2 they can save by just one action and 10%. So they're taking responsibility for their future, which is great to see. You know, and obviously they're the face of this. There's good help behind them as well. They're smiling, but I know there's a lot of people involved, and their teacher has been fantastic as well, and the school support they've got. But it's really great to see them standing in front of county councillors talking about their future. They sat down with the local link service, TFI, yesterday in a meeting and talked about the bus routes, and you could see they're all aligning up with just a slight tweak in bus timetables or an ad bus here, and information and communication will absolutely revolutionise how people might come to school in a very short period of time.
And good to hear that CI receptive to that. Hopefully we'll see changes, and look, it's great, I suppose, from your own perspective, Kevin, to see people like the girls, their colleagues, their peers, they are going to be, will be the old fogies by 2040. They'll be the ones working and living and socialising in NS, and you want the town to be tailored to suit them and their needs.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And they're here to, they're willing to embrace the change because it's going to affect them more than us and the older generation. So the decisions we're making today are going to affect them and their future.
Yeah, I'll just be glad to be still alive in 24, to be perfectly honest. Anyway, well done to all of you. Well done to the four of the TY students from Rice College with us this morning. Kelly McMahon, Isabel Keane, Anya Rogue and Sanjita Raman, and to the CEO of NS2040, Kevin Corrigan. Thank you to all five of you for joining me in studio this morning.